When anxiety attacks, how Ramadan restores peace. Anxiety is a familiar foe in our fast-paced world, often leaving many of us feeling lost in a sea of feelings, thoughts, and fears. Yet Ramadan emerges right now as a lighthouse, which helps to guide us to the shores of peace and serenity, inshallah. It is a time when the soul is nurtured and the heart is comforted, reminding us that calmness can be found in the midst of chaos. I have lost count the number of times people have approached me at my events or dropped me a DM in my social media accounts telling me about their anxiety issues. And this could be sourced from family, work, relationships, their child's illness, their marriage, or something completely in the future. Like, it's not happened yet, there's no evidence that it will happen, but they are paralyzed by those thoughts, and every now and then they experience what they call a panic attack. Consider this one lady named Amina, not her real name, a young professional who found herself overwhelmed by the pressures of work and life. But alhamdulillah, Ramadan became a turning point for her, because through fasting and her night prayers and her muhasabah and reflections, she discovered a wellspring of peace within her, mashallah, learning to navigate all of her anxieties with grace and with faith. So her experience and her testament is there. It's valid. It has happened for her, and it can happen to anyone else too, where Ramadan becomes a transformative power that changes and helps and supports her in this holy month. So on one side, I want you to imagine a person who is consumed by anxiety, where every day feels like a battle against invisible forces. On the other hand, envision someone who embraces the spiritual discipline of Ramadan, finding in its routine and rituals a powerful antidote to the anxiety. The stark contrast highlights how spiritual mindfulness can actually shift our inner landscape from turmoil to tranquility. If you're a student, you're probably dealing with anxiety because of your academic pressure and uncertainties about your future, whether you're going to make it or not, whether you're going to pass your exams, whether you can get into the next program you want to, or whether about the job that you've been aiming for once you complete your studies. For professionals, the anxiety may come from balancing the demands of career growth with personal growth and sometimes responsibilities back at home. It's just overwhelming. It could also be because you've made some mistakes at work, where you were reprimanded and where you were scolded, you were told off, and now every day going to work you're scared and you're afraid of repeating the same mistake. Or how about your family, right? Maybe there are some issues that are still unresolved, and the unhappiness that your spouse has shown towards you, and it makes you worry and it makes you extremely concerned, and this just keeps you awake at night and you're just struggling to find any ounce of peace in this moment. So if I were to give you an analogy of sorts, right? Anxiety is like a storm that's raging within, with winds of worry and waves of doubt coming in and out. But Ramadan, however, serves as the calm after the storm. It's a time when the soul's soil, once dry and barren, is nourished by the rain of reflection and prayer that allows you to blossom in a garden of peace. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Verily, in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest." This verse actually captures the essence of Ramadan, where many of us will spend our days and our nights remembering Allah and how that actually will bring inner peace. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also once said, "Be mindful of Allah and you will find Him in front of you. Recognize and acknowledge Allah in times of ease and prosperity, and He will remember you in times of adversity." So this hadith, what it actually does is it encourages us to cultivate a relationship with Allah, especially in times of peace, so that we become stronger during times of challenge and hardship. I'd like to share with you some practical tips. Dedicate some time for Quranic reflection. So what I've done sometimes is I've just randomly opened the Mus'haf, and wherever it lands, I just read it, and I'm just ready for whatever the meanings are and what it's about. And sometimes it may actually be something that you needed to hear at that moment, you know? And that can be a very powerful thing. But even if it doesn't, any attempt to try to get closer to the Quran and reading it and reflecting on it and maybe treating it as a wake-up call, because it reminds you of certain things in other parts of your life that needed reminding, just be appreciative and grateful for that moment. Another tip would be to engage in mindful worship. And this means beyond the rituals, focus on the intent. Focus on the emotions behind your prayers and fasting. Over the years, I've been running this program called Salat Immersion, where we guide our participants in trying to attain that sweetness of ibadah and trying to focus more and to be able to have that that deeper level of connection with Allah and being confident in doing your prayers and finding it to be more meaningful and not just mere ritual. So it all goes back to the first thing, which is your niyat and your intention. Okay, how do you set your intention? Why do you fast in Ramadan? Why do you pray in and out of Ramadan? Why do you go to the mosque? Why are you reading the Quran? Why are you trying to read as many chapters of the Quran as you can in Ramadan? Like, ask yourself why. If your why is strong, if it's powerful, then your purpose will be equally strong and powerful. Thirdly, build a supportive community. You can do this with your neighbors or your friends or your co-workers, right? You could share meals with them. You could share prayers with loved ones, texting them, calling them, or grouping everybody together. Like, you could be like a neighborhood, organize something. Hey guys, you know, I'm organizing iftar tomorrow. Why don't you come over? We'd love to have you as company. After that, we can do our tarawih together and so on and so forth, right? So that's an example of sharing meals and prayers together. You could have once a month family come over, right? And this strengthens the bond between you. And also that can be a source of comfort and peace in your life, reducing all anxieties that you may have had where you wondered whether family is supportive, friends are going to be there for you in times of difficulty. Like, these things could actually be your source of support, right? So in the silence of our own minds, anxiety often whispers fears and doubts, and it grows louder and louder until it's the only thing we can hear. Can you relate to that? It's actually a thief of our peace and stealing moments of joy. Sometimes when we're with our children and our loved ones, anxiety can still get the better of us, and it turns into an endless cycle of constant worry. For many people, anxiety isn't just a passing cloud, but it's a relentless storm. It keeps coming again and again. Even when they think that they're over it, it just out of the blue will just come up once again, casting shadows in every part of our life. It can immobilize us, making even simple tasks that you had no issues doing before this begin to seem insurmountable, turning the world into a maze of what-ifs and worst-case scenarios. So here are additional things that I'd like to share with you in terms of how you could cope, yeah, in the month of Ramadan. Set up a structured routine. The thing about anxiety is that you fear uncertainty. So what could help is to create some structure, some fixed routines, so that it becomes more predictable. Yeah, so the predictable nature of Ramadan for you personally could help you. And this spiritual structure provides a comforting routine for your mind and for your heart. The act of fasting, with its discipline and focus, helps to regulate emotional turmoil, offering a sense of control and accomplishment. So you set what time is going to be your sahur every day, what time you're going to wake up for tahajjud, what time is going to be your iftar, what are you going to eat, who are you going to have around you, and so on and so forth. Number two, mindful prayer and meditation. So when you engage in additional prayers such as Taraweeh, and when you meditate and contemplate on Quranic teachings like the verses that you were reading, these can actually serve as a powerful mechanism for calming your mind. The repetitive nature of dhikr as well can act as a form of spiritual mindfulness, redirecting thoughts from anxious spirals to a focus on the present moment and connection with Allah. So here are some dhikr for calmness that I can share with you. Number one is what is called as afdalu dhikri, the best dhikr. It's La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Repeating this declaration of Tawheed helps remind us of the bigger picture of our purpose, easing all our worldly anxieties. The next one would be Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Acknowledging Allah's greatness helps put our problems all into proper perspective, reducing their weight altogether. A dua that I can share with you with regards to how to relieve yourself from anxiety is Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal hammi wal hazan. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from anxiety and sorrow. Once again, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal hammi wal hazan. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from anxiety and sorrow. And one more dua that I can share is Rabbana afrigh alayna sabra wa thabbit aqdamana wansurna 'ala al-qawmil kafirin. O Lord, pour upon us patience and plant our feet firmly and give us victory over the disbelieving people. Rabbana afrigh alayna sabra. Our Lord, pour upon us patience, because you have to be patient when the anxiety attacks keep coming again and again. But what you need also is stability, isn't it? You need that certainty. You need that predictability. So this is where وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا, and plant our feet firmly. All right? So I hope that you will try out some of this zikr and some of these du'as, and hopefully it will help you to restore your peace in this blessed and beautiful month of Ramadan. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Till the next episode, take care. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This episode was brought to you by Bank Islam Brunei Darussalam, BIBD. Experience banking with your partner in progress, BIBD. Follow them on their social media updates on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook and TikTok. And also visit their website at www.bibd.com.bn for more info.